This month, the lawyer Marie-Thérèse Connolly received a phone call. It was the MacArthur Foundation, with a little news. She had won what's often dubbed a genius grant. The foundation was awarding her $500,000 with no strings attached. Marie-Thérèse had been nominated anonymously for her work advocating for the elderly, and our colleague David Green spoke with her.
Marie-Thérèse, good morning.
Good morning.
And I understand people call you MT, friends and most people.
That's right.
Okay, but we'll go that way too. You speak out against something called elder abuse. Tell us what that is.
Elder abuse can be physical, sexual, or psychological abuse. It can be neglect. It can happen in homes, in communities, in facilities. So last year, there was research indicating that about 1 in 10 people over 60 are abused, neglected, or exploited. And that's folks who are healthier. Among people who have dementia, the recent research is that about 47% are abused or neglected.
And might not be reporting their struggles.
That's exactly right. Of every one case that comes to light, another 24 never see the light of day and no one ever knows. So the numbers are very stark.
I have this image of the people you're talking about abused by a neighbor or family member and might not remember details of what happened, might not even know who to call. I mean, talk about a story or two that sort of sticks in your mind that illustrates what you're really trying to tackle here.
Well, one that comes to mind is the story of Ruby Wise. Last year, her son Chris was charged with her murder. And what he had done essentially was let her rot to death. He was her sole caregiver, spent his days, among other things, playing internet poker and living off her pension while she literally was imprisoned by her dementia in her bed and developed huge pressure sores, many of which were bone deep, exposing her bones. And she cried out for help loudly for weeks before she died.
To him, to her son?
Well, to him. And the neighbors heard. They closed their windows. They didn't respond. And her son put in earplugs.
That's such a painful story. I'm wondering what this grant is going to help you to do.
Well, I think the most important aspect of this grant is an interview like this, actually. It clearly is going to have a big impact on my life because I've been flying without a salary safety net for the last few years, and my family has been very indulgent about letting me rack up debt. But more importantly, it brings attention to the issue and hopefully will serve as a game changer for the field.
As much as this call from the foundation was a surprise to you, I understand there was also a real coincidence. One of the other winners of a genius grant was a poet, Kay Ryan, and apparently, as I understand it, you're really a big fan of hers.
I'm a big fan of hers, and, you know, the MacArthur Foundation requires you to keep this information secret. And so I actually got the call on September 7th and was carrying this huge secret around inside of me. And so I've had Kay Ryan's book of poems on my bedside table for the last 2 weeks. And when I would wake up in the middle of the night, sometimes I would read.
And during those 2 weeks, you didn't know that she had also won?
Not the slightest clue, no.
Wow. And do you have a favorite poem of hers?
Well, I have one that I think is particularly applicable to the issue that we've been talking about. It's called Losses. Most losses add something, a new socket or silence, a gap in a personal archipelago of islands. We have that difference to visit itself, a going on of sorts. But there are other losses so far beyond report that they leave holes in holes only, like the ends of the long and lonely lives of castaways, thought dead but not. Poetry has the capacity to express what I blathered on about at great length in a much more condensed and succinct form.
That's M.T. Connolly, who is among this year's winners of the MacArthur Foundation Genius Grants.